At which point, the parents of the child thank the three kings, so Mary and Joseph next.
You royal kings in rich array, the high Father of heaven, I pray to yield you your good deed today for his mickle might, and give you will now and alway to yearn the life that lasts us aye, and never to fall out of the fay that in your hearts is plight. And leave us lords without and where, that to my son you shall be dear, that him today hath honoured here, and me also for his sake. When time is come entire to prove his strength and his power, to him you shall be lief, and dear that I dare undertake.
You kings all comely of kind, full faithfully you shall it find, this Minsk that God will have in mind, and quite you will well your meed.
Just going to pause you there. I quite like the word Minsk, and we'll just have a little look to see what that one is. Do continue in our absence.
And leaves well of no man's stride. Is he not gotten by leap of kind, that so believe in a full blind? For I know it indeed. This maid was betaken me when I had lost my jollity, and failed might and posty, sin for to assay. But for God would in chastity that we shall be together be, keeper of her virginity. I have been many a day, therefore I wot forsooth I wis, clean maiden that she is, and with man did never amiss, and thereof be you bold. But of the Holy Ghost this is, for to bring mankind to bliss, and this child is very his, so Gabriel me told.
We just checked Minsk, and that's reverence. So the line was, you kings all comely of kind, faithfully you shall it find, this reverence that God will have in mind, and quite you well your meed. So it's quite nice and sweet. I do also like the reiteration of Joseph there, that he is the keeper of her virginity, just making it absolutely clear that there was no panky-panky going on at all whatsoever. Anyway, now an angel speaks to everyone.
I warn you, comely kings three, my lord would not you be spilled, therefore he sends you word by me to turn another way. Herod's fellowship you shall flee, for you harm ordained has he, therefore goes not through his country. Nay, the gate you come today.
It is a very short play. In fact, we're very nearly already at the end of this first play, which suggests possibly at some point in its history it got heavily cut down, as there are only really three main parts. The others are very much bit players. Anyway, the three kings, having been warned by the angel, continue.
Ah, high lord that we honour here, that warns us in this manner, else had we wend without were to him that would us spill.
Yea, lord, as thou canst leer, we will do to our power.
Go we, heathen, all in fear, and his bidding fulfil.
Farewell, Sir Jasper, brother to you, king of Tharsis most worthy. Farewell, Sir Balthazar, to you I bow. I thank you of your company. He that made us meet on plain, and offered to Mary in her Jessane, send us safe and sound again to the land we came fro.
Now, I'm assuming that Jessane is a slightly oddly worded word for Jesus, but we're going to look it up anyway.
You kings, I say you verament, sith God of his grace you hither sent. We will do his commandment, whatsoever may befall. Therefore stand we not in doubt, for to walk our land about, and of his birth that we may moot, both to great and small.
Farewell, sir kings, both in fear, I thank you both of your good cheer, but yet my wit in a weir, lest Herod make us some train, that he that shaped both sea and sand, send us safe into our land. Kings, to give me your hand, farewell, and have good day. And thus ends this first play. As I said, it's a very, very short one. Have we found anything for Jessane?
There's childbed.
Childbed. Oh. Ah, so the reason why I wasn't sure what it was, because it had a capitalisation, so I wasn't sure if it was a name. So, he that made us to meet on plain and offered to Mary in her childbed. That sort of makes sense. Send us safe and sound again. We now move on to play 10 of the sequence.